Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 210 for Monday, January 5th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger on Monday, following the gains seen in Chicago's soybean and soy oil futures. Canola was breaking above key resistance levels earlier in the day, but at the close were slightly below. Prices were anywhere from $5 to $7 higher, the March contract up $6.20 at $449.20 per ton. The sharply lower Canadian dollar, as it fell below 85 cents U.S. on Monday, was bullish as it made canola more attractive to crushers and exporters. Some spillover support also came from recent advances in European rapeseed futures. Further support came from strong commercial demand for canola, as well as ongoing worries about unfavorable wet weather damaging Malaysian palm oil crops. However, canola was lagging soybeans to the upside as it moved higher while the Chicago futures moved lower last Friday. Continued good weather for many South American soybean growing regions and expectations that Canadian farmers will start to sell more products now that we've entered a new tax year were also bearish. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., grain and oilseed values were higher on Monday. Soybeans were leading to the upside, seeing gains of anywhere from 7 to 38 cents. March was up 37 and 3/4 cents at $10.45 and a quarter cents a bushel. Buyers returning from holidays were snatching up soybean contracts, taking advantage of the sharp losses seen last week. Signs of strong export demand for U.S. soybeans added to the bullish tone, as the USDA announced a fresh sale of 233,000 tons of beans to be delivered to China this crop year. Concerns about dry weather damaging some Brazilian soybean crops are also lifting values, though conditions remain favorable in many areas of South America. Corn futures were firmer following the gains seen in soybeans. Prices were anywhere from 8 to 11 cents higher, March up 10.5 cents at $4.06 and a quarter cents a bushel. Chart-based buying after the market broke below $4 a bushel last week was supportive, as were reports of increasing demand for U.S. DDGs on the export market. Expectations that cold weather in the U.S. will increase demand for corn in the domestic feed market added to the bullish tone. However, the strong U.S. dollar index was limiting the upside, as was ongoing weakness in oil, given corn's relationship with the ethanol market. Wheat values were up sharply, underpinned by worries that very cold weather in the U.S. this week could damage winter wheat crops. Values were anywhere from 5 to 9 cents higher, March up 7 cents at $5.88 and a quarter cents a bushel. Short covering following recent declines and spillover support from the gains in corn and soybeans were also supportive. However, signs that export demand for U.S. wheat is slow due to high prices and the strong U.S. dollar limited the advances. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, January 5th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.